Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase or Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very useful and something we always take for granted. To see. We have Isaac Litsky. Hi, Isaac. 你好。
你好。How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. So, such an honor to have you here. You probably don't know, I listened to your talk more than 4 times.
Wow, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, first time that was in Banff at TED Summit. I was there when you were speaking.
You heard it live.
Yeah, I heard it live. And then your story inspired me and many others. And then later I replayed your video again and again. And then amazingly, I bumped into you last week in Boston.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was a pleasure to bump into you at On Cue.
Yeah, thank you. So we want to talk about something to see. This is something a lot of people don't have the privilege of.
Yes. So, you know, in my life, I've learned the profound difference between sight and vision. And really, the former can get in the way of the latter. In my experience, I lost my sight progressively to a blinding disease from about age 12 to 25. And the way the bizarre effects that it caused and the way I experienced losing my sight over that time actually gave me great insights, which led to a very rewarding and empowering vision that I have, which has given me a very blessed life.
Yeah, you have an incredible life story. And on the surface, we look at your CV, it's all amazing and impressive. It says, it's a corporate speaker, best-selling author, entrepreneur. You are also a CEO of a construction company based in Florida, and you were an actor. You were on the television show, NBC, and then you were also a law clerk at the U.S. Supreme Court. That's just impressive.
Yes. All of those things are true.
Right. Yeah, I remember that when you first went on the TED stage, which were the following was not true, and then all of them are true. And I can see that you've lived in a full life.
Absolutely. No, I've been very blessed. As you said, I've had a lot of different chapters or sort of episodes along the way, different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very keen to share with you how Chinese people perceive the vision or whether or not they can see, because some Chinese, especially since I started teaching Chinese, I noticed that a lot of Chinese concepts all embedded, the culture, the secret, is all embedded in the characters and in the word.
Absolutely.
Okay. The way to say to see in Chinese is only one word, can.
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 Yeah, it's the fourth tone, so we go down. Can.
Can.
Yeah, and can, the literal translation is to see something, to watch, or to guard something.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is like an action, the action you take, but it doesn't show what sort of a receiver, whether or not the image has registered in your brain. So that means, yes, you take the action to see. And then in order to describe that you really see something, you have seen something and has internalized, in this case, we have to add another word.
Uh-huh.
见.
见.
见. So we put 看见 together. That really means that, yes, I saw it.
That's awesome. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So you can take an action just like most people. Their eyes are wide open. They are not blind, but they don't register the signal, the information, the vision in front of them into their brain. They see nothing.
Yes.
So they actually did not see it.
So that's the first part without the second. Can without tian.
That's right. Can without tian. And then in this case, we can say those people, they can bu jian. Bu is the negative word to describe no.
Right.
So you look, but you didn't see it.
That's awesome.
看不见.
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 Yeah, 看不见.
看不见. Love it.
Yeah, so now I can see from your inspiring story, it's a great reminder that a lot of people, they look, but they don't see it.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's like there's a great quote by Helen Keller, which is actually the opening quote to my book.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, worse than being blind is having sight but no vision.
Yeah.
So she's talking about can bu tian.
That's right. Yeah, it seems to me that your mind is so clear. It seems that you have seen everything. So, in fact, 你看见了。你 is you, 看见, you really saw it.
I like it, thank you.
Okay, so you see, sometimes I just enjoy, like, Chinese people when they look into some basic things. It's actually sometimes more profound and more true than a lot of complicated modern interpretation or packaging around it.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so what is the advice you would give to a lot of people like us? We have healthy eyes, and then we actually have, we can see things, but we don't receive the information the way we want. What would be the tip you can give us?
Sure. So you talk about receiving the information the way we want, which I love the way you put it. And I think that, the human experience of sight is so, it's an illusion. But it's so well done, and it's so immersive, and it feels so real, mm-hmm. that it can often make us lose sight of the fact that when we see, it's going on in our minds. It's not going on in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not objective. It's not truth. It's not, you know, some external reality. It's something that your mind is creating. It's an experience that your mind is creating for you. It's highly personal, highly virtual.
Yep.
It involves your memories, your opinions, your emotions, all those things. So I literally saw firsthand, as I lost my sight, how true this is, and how sight is this sort of personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
What my advice to people would be is, once you realize that, you realize that so much of life is that way. We experience our fears. We experience our self-limiting assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
We experience our sort of faulty leaps of logic, the way we can misperceive success and value in our lives and luck. A lot of the things that are machinations of our own mind, if we're not careful, if we're not aware, we experience them as truth, as things beyond our control, when mm-hmm. they're really not.
Right.
So be careful. Look very closely.
Mm-hmm.
And in every moment, you get to choose who you want to be and how you want to live your life.
Right.
And that's your ultimate power.
Wow. That's very inspiring. Thank you, Isaac, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。再见, Isaac.
Bye-bye. Thank you.